Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. An American Airlines plane carrying 178 people caught fire on the tarmac after making an emergency landing at Denver International Airport this past evening. CBS's Christine Johnson is following that.
According to the FAA, the crew reported engine vibrations as that plane was heading to Dallas from Colorado Springs. But the pilot was forced to divert to Denver after landing and taxiing to the gate. Investigators say the engine caught fire and passengers had to evacuate using slides. Video showing people walking on the wing to make it out.
Airport officials now say 12 passengers were taken to a hospital with minor injuries. The U.S. government's ability to spend money will begin to dry up 22 hours from now, depending on which way the vote on that budget bill passed by House Republicans goes in the Senate.
Senator Schumer says while the continuing resolution is very bad,
the potential for a shutdown has consequences for America that are much, much worse.
He says he believes it is his job to make the best choice for the country to minimize the harms for the American people.
Therefore, I will vote to keep the government open and not shut it down.
Stacy Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
With President Trump's order ending birthright citizenship being held back, CBS News analyst Thane Rosenbaum tells us the White House is turning to the Supreme Court to overrule lower courts.
Ending birthright citizenship for those who are illegally in the United States was a cornerstone of Donald Trump's many executive orders, and many of those orders have been stalled by temporary or permanent injunctions.
In New York, nearly 100 protesters were arrested for entering the Trump Tower complex in Manhattan and blocking it. They were demonstrating against the arrest and holding of Mahmoud Khalil, the Columbia University student who organized anti-Gaza war protests. NYPD's chief of department, John Chell.
We worked in coordination with Secret Service and with Trump Security. We secured this building, we secured this perimeter, and we removed people who were under arrest. I'm very happy with the officials and we showed today. Quite frankly, no damaged property, no injuries.
In Waterbury, Connecticut, Police Chief Fred Spagnolo is still coming to grips with the case of the 32-year-old man who was allegedly imprisoned by his stepmother for over 20 years and set the house afire to escape.
33 years of law enforcement, this is the worst treatment of humanity that I've ever witnessed.
The 5'9" man weighed less than 70 pounds. The woman says she's innocent of kidnapping and cruelty charges that she is now facing. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, this is Beth, inviting you to join me for The Kitchen's Open, the show within the show, each Monday morning at 9 a.m. on The Morning Show on WFHR.
A challenge for Marquette. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles with a thrilling 89-87 win in the Big East tournament in New York over Xavier. Cam Jones with 28 points. Talked about the challenge tonight facing the number one seed, St. John's.
You know, it's a very, very quick turnaround. That's the beauty of this, man. It ain't no game easy in this league.
When you think about facing St. John's, what comes to mind?
Let's get it.
In Indianapolis, the Badgers beat Northwestern 70-63 to advance in the Big Ten tournament. They'll play UCLA today. We'll have a recap after the game. NBA, Bucks snap a three-game losing streak with a win at home. 126-106 over the Lakers. The Bucks wearing a Junior Bridgman patch now for the rest of the season.
I think his legacy is held in high regard. Even before he became part of our ownership group, I was very aware of who he was. I mean, it's just a tough loss, not only on Milwaukee, but on the NBA brotherhood. And, you know, it's just really unfortunate.
That's Damian Lillard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're headed to the theater this weekend, there are lots of new releases to choose from. Personally, I'm most excited about Black Bag, a spy thriller and the latest effort from Steven Soderbergh, which stars Michael Fassbender and Cate Blanchett. The film is currently drawing a 96% on Rotten Tomatoes. Black Bag is rated R, probably for coolness. Another film reviewing well that opens this weekend is Novocaine, which is being labeled an action, mystery, comedy, thriller. That's some serious bang for your genre buck. The film stars the red-hot Jack Quaid as a man who feels no pain and is trying to rescue his kidnapped girlfriend, played by Amber Midthunder. And if you want to introduce your kids to your favorite cartoon heroes of yesteryear, check out The Day the Earth Blew Up, a Looney Tunes movie. Porky Pig and Daffy Duck team up to save the Earth from an alien invasion. This is the first ever Looney Tunes fully animated feature film released in theaters. The film is receiving a 90% on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's have fun at the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For the overnight, partly to mostly cloudy skies and southeast winds, lows in the lower 40s. Friday, first half of the day, we could see one or two showers or storms. Otherwise, a partly sunny sky, breezy wind, highs in the low to mid-70s. Currently, 44 degrees.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Wisconsin Supreme Court debate between Susan Crawford and Brad Schimmel. We will break it all down with Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Jane says. Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same. It's 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. It is Thursday, March 13th. As of today, the average price of a gallon of 2% milk in Wisconsin, $3.18, same as yesterday. And the average price of eggs, a dozen large eggs in Wisconsin, $6.24, also the same price as it was yesterday.
When I win, I will immediately bring prices down starting on day one.
We have a jam-packed show for you. Thursday is a really busy show. Yeah. Jim Santel now joining us for our weekly segment. Jim Santel, our friend and colleague from Amicus, a law review, is going to be joining us after the 10:30 news. The Trump administration was going after a law firm that represented clients, apparently, he didn't like.
Huh.
I didn't know that was legal.
I didn't know retaliation of personal enemies was part of the president's.
I thought it was we could speak out against the government, and that was part of our right as American citizens.
What do they call it? Oh, yeah, freedom.
A First Amendment?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Jim Santel will be joining us to talk about that and many other things. By the way, if you ever have a question for Jim, you can always send it in to janesays@civicmedia.us. And I really encourage you to listen to his shows on Saturday across the network, 9 to 11, Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Next hour, Brittany Merlot will be here with a little weather and wine. We had some crazy weather coming over the next few days and through the weekend, it sounds like.
Yeah.
We get a little bit of everything.
Grand.
Yay. J.R. Radcliffe will be here, the Journal Sentinel sports guru, to talk all things sports. And we will wrap it up at the very end of the show around 11:51 with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it is the Keeping It Snappy edition.
Oh, yeah, baby.
So stick around for that. Did want to start off, though. Did you watch the Supreme Court debate last night between Susan Crawford and Brad Schimmel? 855-752-4842. Did you watch last night's Supreme Court debates? And curious if you did, what are your takeaways? I saw something this morning that just kind of jumped out at me. There's a far-right publication in Wisconsin weighing in on the debate last night between Susan Crawford and Brad Schimmel.
Hard-hitting news from them, talking about the big topics, the subject that really concern Wisconsin and all of our citizens. I know what you're talking about, Jane. Tell them what they were talking about.
This searing criticism from this publication this morning. Here it is. Did Susan Crawford crack a single smile during the debate? I woke up realizing anew that she really didn't come across very warm or likable.
I'm not laughing at that, by the way. I'm laughing at you right now, Jane.
You know, she'd be so pretty if she only smiled, Greg. She'd be so, you know, you'd be really pretty if you smiled.
Oh, thank you.
No, not you.
Oh. Well.
That's pretty much to women. Yeah. You know, women should be smiley. And does it concern you that Susan Crawford didn't smile enough last night? Is that, because I know when I look to a Supreme Court justice, I want to make sure they're smiley. That is the first thing I look for when it comes to deciding important cases is, were they smiling when they heard these arguments?
Is she showing those pearly whites? She should like,
she doesn't look smiley.
Do I want to hang out with her and drink some wine and talk about sex?
855-752-4842. I assume Brad Schimmel was smiley enough
the whole time
for this publication.
No,
because
Jane.
I didn't see any criticism of him not smiling.
Man can't smile, Jane.
Oh, manly men don't smile?
Man serious. Man must make justice.
So that's okay.
Absolutely. In fact, if he smile, he might be lady or the gay.
Oh, we don't want that.
No.
That kind of leads me to wonder if she didn't, at least in the mind of this organization, if she didn't do well. If that's the one thing they're taking away from last night is that she didn't smile enough. If that's your searing critique of the debate last night between Susan Crawford and Brad Schimmel, I get the feeling that you must feel she did pretty well.
I mean, the problem, not the problem, but what I've heard is that she did it. She was prepared. She spoke on the issues. Brad Schimmel did not. When asked if there was a case that he like a case that his supporters don't like his ruling on, he's like, I can't remember a one like that. He can't remember things.
No.
And then afterwards, Judge Crawford stayed behind to talk to the press and answered questions on her campaign and on her record. Brad Schimmel left. He didn't do the same. He didn't want to be bothered by the press.
He didn't stay for questions.
He was too busy. He was too busy, like, just, you know, being justice man.
Interesting. He
was manly man. I don't know. I'm a man, some would argue. I just can't believe that. I mean, I know why they did this. They did this because they want to get the reaction. We're giving them what they want. We're not calling them out by name because we're not going to do that for them. But she didn't smile.
Ow.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh. Stab me through the heart, man.
And when I wake up in the morning, there's a ton of things I think about before that. Like, I woke up, realized that was what you woke up realizing.
Well, they got to come up with something.
Yeah.
During what the debates, one of the moderators on WISN, Jerron Jordan, asked, and this is a reasonable question, why should voters trust or believe either one of you when they claim to be impartial? Brad Schimmel says he doesn't control the money outside groups have pumped into the race. Crawford says she has never promised anything to donors. On the flip side, Brad Schimmel now, he's got big flyers out that say it.
Yep.
He will support the Trump agenda.
Yes.
I didn't realize that was part of the job of being a Supreme Court state justice.
Mm-hmm.
That seems like that's new. That seems new to me.
Yeah. And right now, as it stands, when it comes to the money issue, Schimmel said that it's much more dangerous who is funding Judge Crawford.
But not him.
But not him.
Well, he's Elon's guy.
He's Elon's guy. And Elon has spent nearly $3 million on his PACs for Brad Schimmel. You know, but old George Soros comes up. Oh, no.
Well, and we talked about this before the show, and we're both pretty straightforward about the fact that we don't think any of these rich people should be able to do this.
No. No.
Citizens United was a terrible decision, and
yes,
we pay for it every single day.
Yes.
But in my estimation, because George Soros comes up all the time,
mm-hmm,
George Soros makes a donation, the Elines make a donation, they cancel each other out.
Essentially, yes.
Elon is his own animal. There is no Democratic equivalent of Elon Musk buying a Supreme Court seat in the Wisconsin State Court.
Yeah.
He's alone in that.
Mm-hmm.
And Brad Schimmel is Elon's pick. Please don't take anything else away from this. Brad Schimmel is Elon's pick. Elon might have a case going before the Wisconsin Supreme Court involving his dealerships here in the state.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you have something coming up before the highest court in the state, you want to make sure your guy's on there.
Mm-hmm.
It's an investment.
And I don't, for one, I don't for a minute think when it comes to the topics, I don't believe, I mean, there are a ton of things for me that bother me about Brad Schimmel, and the money is just one of them. You know, I don't believe him when he says he's going to listen to the people when it comes to issues about abortion. I don't believe that for a second. I think he's nothing more than a Kavanaugh, Gorsuch, and Barrett, where they're saying, let the people decide, let the people have spoken. Well, no, you would be the person deciding this. You would be the person banging your gavel and stripping people of their rights fundamentally back to the 19th century.
Let's go back to the 1800s. Things were so good back then.
His words exactly. What is flawed in the 1849 abortion?
No, there is nothing flawed.
No, what is flawed?
Yeah, there are no flaws, according to Brad Schimmel. Yeah. 1849, you guys.
Yeah.
We're talking about last night's debate between Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Susan Crawford and Elon's guy, Brad Schimmel. Several times, Judge Crawford rather accused Schimmel of saying different things to broader audiences than to groups made up of his absolute supporters, and he has.
Yep.
She called attention to reporting by the Washington Post. Schimmel said that Donald Trump was screwed over by the Supreme Court when it came to the 2020 election. Another reminder, Brian Hagedorn, a conservative, is the only reason that we didn't toss out the results of that election. He sided with the liberal justices that it was a free and fair. They did two recounts.
And Robin Voss, who spent our money trying to look for flaws in the election, came out and said this was a free and fair and safe election. You go back to listen to when Brad Schimmel is talking to Upfront, when Brad Schimmel is talking to the local networks, he is cool, calm, collected, and very reasonable.
He seems moderate.
He seems level-headed. But you listen to him on those conservative shows, his real stripes come out, and those stripes match the stripes of people like Elon Musk, who is spending big money on him.
Big money.
And knows no matter what Brad Schimmel says. He says he's not for sale. He's not for sale because he is sold.
That'd be a good t-shirt.
Oh, Brad Schimmel sold. I just imagine that name tag from The Price is Right. It says Brad sold as is.
Wisconsin Examiner also reported that Brad Schimmel told a group of canvassers, again, small private groups, not the general public, not his ads that are going out and airing everywhere.
Yeah.
He told a group of canvassers he would be a support network for Trump. That doesn't seem impartial to me.
Not one bit.
I didn't think that was his job
as a
Wisconsin Supreme Court justice.
And you just made a perfect example. And examples can be made with Amy Coney Barrett and with John Roberts. Putting aside political beliefs and ideologies to go for what is important here, and that is justice, the right decision. You put aside your own biases to issue the correct response. And someone like Justice Hagedorn should be lauded for that, because it would have been easy for him to say, nope, we're done.
Yep, absolutely. Did you watch the debate last night? We'd love to hear your impressions. 855-752-4842. We will be right back. I'll work on my smiling. Got to be smiley. I don't want you to go home at the end of the show and say, oh, she just didn't smile enough. It wasn't a very good show. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Radio WFHR.
The Todd Alba Show.
Many of the supporters of Trump voted on good faith and said, look, he says some crazy things, but you know what? He at least is telling me he's going to help my family and bring down the price on my heating bill. And that ain't what they're getting. What they're getting back is a political middle finger. And we're staring a recession straight in the face. And Donald Trump does not care. Because at the end of the day, this was one big grift.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WFHR.com/contest-terms.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Time. Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Box, Sweet Cal B. On the board, coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us, call or text. It's the same number, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We got basketball action tonight. Men's hoops, Wisconsin at Northwestern. The broadcast begins today at 12:30. You can listen on WLAK 107.5 and 1260 AM in Amory. WFHR 97.5 FM 1320 in beautiful Wisconsin Rapids and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center, Wisconsin at Northwestern men's basketball today. The broadcast begins at 12:30. Right before the break, we were talking about last night's debate, only debate. Mm-hmm. Before the election on April 1st, we are, what, 2.5 weeks away?
Two and a half weeks away.
Did you watch the debate last night? I'd love to hear your impressions. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. As we pointed out at the beginning of the show, there is a right-wing publication in Wisconsin on Twitter this morning. Their big takeaway: did Susan Crawford crack a single smile during the debate? I woke up realizing anew that she didn't come across very warm or likable. As a woman, there is nothing I love hearing more than, you should smile more. You know, you'd be really pretty if you smiled.
People would like you more if you smiled.
Yeah, you'd be so much more effective as a justice if only you just smiled a little bit.
I'm pretty sure that John Jay, who was the first Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court, one of the things they've said about him is brilliant mind, dedicated to justice, great teeth.
Great.
Saw him all the time.
Nice pearlies.
Nothing but pearly whites all the time because that man was a smiling machine.
Well, and that's the most important thing.
Of course.
When you're considering, you know, someone going on Wisconsin Supreme Court, they better have a nice smile.
All my surgeons who ever worked on this body right here, this face.
Yeah.
Smilers.
Smiling. 855-752-4842. Bill from Oconomowoc. Good morning, Bill. Thanks for joining us. What was your takeaway from last night's debate?
Well, first of all, I'm smiling. Second
good.
Of all, as far as the debate, we could say this emphatically. Shifty Schimmel wasn't smiling.
No.
I just noticed that, too. But here's what's really interesting about last night. This is really going to be a barometer, thermometer, whatever you want to call it. Has America, has Wisconsin had enough of Trump? Because if they have, she will win. If they want more beatings, want the beatings to continue, Schimmel will win. I really think this is going to be more interesting than Trump even winning the presidency. Because the implication for that Wisconsin is going to send throughout the country is either going to be very positive or very negative.
That's a great point, Bill. It's a really important race. Good heavens. There's an article about Brad Schimmel in the Wisconsin, the Wall Street Journal this morning.
Oh, Wall Street
Journal. Wall Street Journal, Mother Jones. I mean, we have a lot of eyes on Wisconsin, as we always do, but
yeah. This
is a big race, and you're right. It's kind of a referendum.
It's a commentary on the Musk-Trump agenda so far is in the first quarter of, before the first 100 days, I believe, too.
Yeah.
And I mean, we're seeing all sorts of stuff come out of the White House about just people not getting along. And I mean, the stock market is, I mean, the Treasury Secretary said, this isn't a big
it's
deal.
Fine.
3 weeks of tumbling stocks.
It's all good.
And I mean, do you want that kind of uncertainty coming to any sort of elected positions here in Wisconsin? Do you want that kind of uncertainty on the Wisconsin Supreme Court bench? Do you want a guy who has said his job is to uphold the Trump agenda?
To support the Trump administration. Brad Schimmel has said that out loud.
Yeah.
While not smiling.
When Justice Janet was elected, she was elected handily. A huge 12-point win. I cannot believe for one moment that every single person who voted for Justice Janet was a Democrat. Or
I agree
an independent.
With you. I agree
or
with you.
I think there were Republicans in there who were saying, nope, this is a bridge too far. This is a seat too important. We need to make sure that we as Wisconsin are protected with good minds making up good decisions for us. And I think the same can be said for Judge Susan,
Crawford.
Is that we will have a mind at work here doing the good work for the people versus Brad Schimmel, who is bought and sold.
We talked about this yesterday. Is that the role of a judge? Justice on the Wisconsin Supreme Court to support the presidential administration?
Jane, you know what would be amazing? If we had someone who was coming up soon on the show where we could ask that question
Like an actual lawyer?
Like a lawyer.
But
not just a lawyer. A lawyer who used to work for the U.S. government.
If only we knew some. Oh, wait, we do.
We do.
We do. We are lawyer adjacent.
Yes.
Jim Sentell, who is a lawyer.
A darn good one, too.
He's a darn good attorney. He's going to be joining us after the 10:30 news. Give us a little perspective on that. I don't know. We'll have to ask about his, I would like to get his opinion on smiling and how important that is when, arguing cases in front of a court.
Well,
I'm sure it's really important.
That's an L1, the first year of law school.
Smiling.
Yeah.
There's a whole chapter on that.
There's torts and smiling. And you better learn. You better bring that smile.
Practice.
I just wish we had a little ting. You are loving whatever's coming over the text line.
There's only so much time, and we're just about out of time. Thank you so much for everyone weighing in. We can't share everything that comes across, unfortunately, all
some
the time.
Of it
some,
ain't.
It's not a, some of it's not appropriate. We have news coming up next, and then we will come back with the always appropriate Jim Sentell, host of Amicus, a law review on Civic Media Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. So stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on air on the very smiley Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be back.
Don't ever say you're on your way. down when God gave you style and gave you grace and put a smile upon your face.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. There was a fiery emergency landing at Denver International Airport last evening. Passenger Ingrid Hibbets.
They tell us they're diverting the flight from like midair instead of going to Dallas to Denver. And then they say that the engine's, something's wrong with the engine and they need to slow down.
The engine caught fire on the tarmac. The passengers evacuated with only minor injuries. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says he'll vote for the continuing resolution to keep the government operating.
No one on my side of the aisle wants a government shutdown. Members who support this CR do not want a government shutdown. Members who oppose this CR do not want a government shutdown.
Waterbury, Connecticut Police Chief Fred Spagnolo describes the room a 32-year-old man was allegedly held in for over 20 years by his stepmother.
When I read about it and talk to the investigators and overlook the interviews, it was worse than the conditions of a jail cell.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
A challenge for Marquette. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles with a thrilling 89-87 win in the Big East Tournament in New York over Xavier. Cam Jones with 28 points. Talked about the challenge tonight facing the number one seed, St. John's.
You know, it's a very, very quick turnaround. That's the beauty of this, man. It ain't no game easy in this league.
When you think about facing St. John's, what comes to mind?
Let's get it.
In Indianapolis, the Badgers beat Northwestern 70-63 to advance in the Big Ten Tournament. They'll play UCLA today. We'll have a recap after the game. NBA, Bucks snap a three-game losing streak with a win at home. 126-106 over the Lakers. The Bucks wearing a Junior Bridgman patch now for the rest of the season.
I think his legacy is held in high regard. Even before he became part of our ownership group, I was very aware of who he was. And it's just a tough loss, not only on Milwaukee, but on the NBA brotherhood. And, you know, it's just really unfortunate.
That's Damian Lillard with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Glenn Powell is not by any means desperate for work. In addition to filming a remake of The Running Man and Top Gun 3 on the horizon, Powell has just signed on to a new film called The Natural Order, a sci-fi thriller about the search for eternal life. The production is in the talks with Mufasa, The Lion King director Barry Jenkins. Jenkins also directed 2016's Moonlight, for which he won an Oscar for Best Director. Kelly Ripa and husband Mark Consuelos are often referred to as the cutest married couple ever around their dinner table. The overly perky co-hosts of Live with Kelly and Mark are great at self-promotion, and this time it's because Consuelos did a segment on the show with his fly open. The supposedly accidental open zipper became obvious when he leaned back in his chair. Producers thought quickly and moved to the next segment, which is called Stump Mark, which is a perfect segment name for a guy who forgets to pull up his zipper. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price for the overnight partly to mostly cloudy skies and southeast winds. Lows in the lower 40s. Friday, first half of the day, we could see one or two showers or storms. Otherwise, a partly sunny sky, breezy wind, highs in the low to mid-70s. Currently, 46 degrees.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Many of the supporters of Trump voted on good faith and said, look, he says some crazy things, but you know what? He at least is telling me he's going to help my family and bring down the price on my heating bill. And that ain't what they're getting. What they're getting back is a political middle finger. And we're staring a recession straight in the face. And Donald Trump does not care. Because at the end of the day, this was one big grift.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
What do you think about Donald Trump firing 80,000 employees of the VA? Steve from Madison, also a veteran. I'm hearing from one of our conservative texters saying it's okay because it saves money.
How does it save money if it kills people? I mean, how many suicides are there amongst veterans? How many of our seniors need health care? I mean, you take away money from us and it kills us. That's what it does.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome wonderfully Wisconsin's Paul Vanderplas, and it's a bar band Friday night with our friend and Max Inc. radio host, Terry Barr. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane, Matt and Air, Greg Buck, Calvinator on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. He joins us now every Thursday at this time, our friend and colleague. He has a great show Saturday mornings from 9 to 11 across the network called Amicus, a law review, former U.S. attorney and an acting attorney. Jim Santel is here. Good morning. And you're smiling, Jim. It's so important. I only go to lawyers who smile.
Absolutely. That is the principal credential that all of your listeners should look at. If they're smiling at you, even though you're there plainly to address some issue of challenge, maybe even great tragedy, let's be sure that we're smiling. And again, the commentary on this shifts what we should be talking about, as you and Greg have just noted.
Well, we're going to get into that. But the reason we're referencing this, and I'm having probably way too much fun with this, there is a far-right publication on social media this morning. Their big takeaway from last night's debate between Judge Susan Crawford and Elon's pick Brad Schimmel, and I quote, "Did Susan Crawford crack a single smile during the debate? I woke up realizing anew that she didn't come across very warm or likable." I tell you, Jim, I love it when some stranger tells me, you know, you'd be really pretty if you smiled more. That's just, it's so life-affirming.
Right. And in addition to being misogynist, sexist, discriminatory, all those other things, it's good to know that that's where the campaign is. Also note in the category of footnotes to this that the Crawford campaign about a week or so ago did file a complaint indicating that the Schimmel campaign, in the course of a video, a televised ad, actually altered her smiling face to make it look like a frown. Mm-hmm. Interestingly, here's the quote from the campaign, the Schimmel campaign, saying, they acknowledged they did this.
Oh,
they
acknowledged after they got caught. After they got caught.
Right. But they said it would be disrespectful to the victim. This was about a case that Judge Crawford handled, but already been traumatized by the mistake that led to the release, to show Crawford smiling when she should be feeling ashamed. Wow. High marks for gymnastics in trying to explain you're being caught. And it's so very sad.
It really is tragic. It really is. This is deadly serious. It genuinely is. And whoever gets on the Wisconsin Supreme Court is going to rule on things that affect our daily lives here in Wisconsin. I'm curious, Jim, Brad Schimmel very proudly now out with these great big mailers that must have cost a lot of money. Thank goodness he's got Elon backing him. That essentially says, I am here to support the Trump agenda. Put me on the Wisconsin Supreme Court so I can enact the Trump agenda. I didn't think judges and were supposed to do that.
They're not supposed to do that. And let's start with your good point, Jane, which is, even though we moved far beyond this, this is supposed to be a nonpartisan election. There was a time in our lifetimes, the time in Greg's lifetime, maybe not in Calvin's, but in virtually everyone else's lifetime, when these things, these kinds of things, these political statements and promotions would get you in big trouble, and they don't anymore. As for these flyers that, yes, are showing up on my door on a regular basis, in addition to the notion that we do not, even in this time of partisan politics for a Supreme Court race, we cannot be promoting any candidacy based upon overtly political agendas. And aside from that, take a look at this one. Again, I've spoken about this in the past. President Trump is winning for our country. Vote for Brad Schimmel, and therefore you will be promoting advancing the Trump agenda. Now, Judge Schimmel, former Attorney General Schimmel, you know better than this. You know that that's not only wrong in terms of basic what you do, but it's wrong in terms of civics. Look at what he's telling people, relying upon presumably their lack of information, that he will secure borders, he'll make safer cities, and ensure sensible spending. None of those things, except in the most tangential way, is ever on the docket of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And this is what's so upsetting, Jane and Greg, and that is that in addition to, again, it's partisan, but it's also telling the voter from Brad Schimmel, I think you're stupid. I think that I can rely upon the fact that you do not know what the Supreme Court does, and therefore I'm simply going to appeal to your kind of very visceral sense that, yes, he can be there promoting Donald Trump on the bench in Madison. It is civics 101 that he's wrong, and it's cynical and should in and of itself be disqualifying for his candidacy.
Jim, and just briefly, I'm curious, what kinds of cases come up before a state Supreme Court?
Absolutely. Again, this is the point. The great majority of them, we know about some of the big one, right? Voting issues recently, all kinds of things. Those are a very small percentage of what the Wisconsin Supreme Court does, not at all to indicate that the docket is boring. That's not the message here, but an awful lot of things related to contracts and business and real estate and the interpretation of laws that, frankly, most people don't need to know about. Yes, there are also cases involving matters coming up from the lower courts, plainly, the circuit courts, the appeals courts, family law, children's matters, criminal cases every so often come up. We do not hear about the great majority of them because they're addressing some specific legal issues that are not at all partisan in nature. They're not at all political. There are still disagreements. But again, the great majority of the cases before the Wisconsin Supreme Court, even the lower courts, are just not political. And let me assure you, regardless of whatever side of the political aisle you may be on, they're not addressing things like securing the border, the southern border. That's a federal issue in the Constitution. Safer cities, those are things for village presidents and municipal mayors, those
right.
kinds of things.
Right.
Spending, that's legislature, that's a county executive and a county board. The Supreme Court just doesn't do those things.
One thing, though, if I understand correctly, one thing that can come up in front of the Wisconsin Supreme Court are issues related to, say, business. And
yes,
if
absolutely.
Someone has a particular business that wants a particular license that they're unable to get for whatever reason, you would take something like that and work its way up to the state Supreme Court. Say if I had, I don't know, like a car dealership or something.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And all kinds of things like that come up through the administrative process. You can appeal from the administrative process into our courts, could get up to the Supreme Court. And it is a reflection of the kinds of nuts and bolts things that a Supreme Court, even the lower courts, do on a regular basis. Licensing issues, permitting issues, as I said before, real estate, property, sometimes divorce issues, things that are very much, again, I think most of your listeners do find these things interesting because they are intellectually engaged, but they don't make the headlines because they're not of the partisan nature that sometimes animates those headlines.
One of the things we heard in the past year and a half was, especially when it came to the review of the legislative maps, was that Justice Janet needs to recuse herself immediately. She needs to recuse herself immediately. She said they were rigged, so therefore she needs to recuse herself. Well, based on all of these statements coming out of Brad Schimmel's past, whether it's abortion, whether it's voting, whether it's – he would have to recuse himself for almost any big cases coming through because he has made his – he has given his personal decision on what he believes should happen with these cases, whether it's abortion, whether it's maps. He has said – or like, I mean, I don't see January 6th coming up in front of them, but like – He's given his opinion on January 6th. He's given his opinion on the 2020 election. So it almost seems like he's made himself, if by their standards who are yelling at Justice Janet, he should be recusing himself on almost a weekly basis then.
Absolutely. And you list some of those things, Greg, that are out there. Plainly, we should all be moaning the fact that somehow this is now just a part of our regular practice. It wasn't that way. I'm looking once again at one of the flyers, and he is talking about believing Wisconsin voters should determine abortion. Again, you know, that is a written statement of his. We can, and here's what he can do. And this is the reason why it's so sad that we've got these flyers and these advertisements out there. How about some promotion that say, I am a judge who will interpret the law according to the legislative intent. I am a judge who will ensure that due process is afforded every single litigant in our Wisconsin system. I am a judge, I'm a justice, who will ensure that when it comes to interpreting the Constitution, I will apply contemporary standards, but also be respectful to history. All those kinds of things. There's a huge number of things you can, in fact, advocate about and describe yourself as instead of all of this political pablum. And that's the problem.
I think the reason why the reason why a candidate can't say that is because I believe that voters nowadays don't want to read that. They want to read, my biases will be confirmed. The things I like will be here, and the things I don't like will be gone. I don't want someone who's going to think. I want someone who will do. Doing is better than thinking.
If you're just joining us, Jim Santel is our guest, former U.S. attorney, currently an acting attorney, and host of Amicus, a law review Saturdays across the network from 9 until 11, talking about last night's debate between Judge Susan Crawford and Elon's pick, Brad Schimmel, also last night. And Brad Schimmel has said this repeatedly, that he thinks that voters should decide the abortion issue. Should this man not be aware that we don't decide things like that in Wisconsin? There is no vehicle for state voters to do that. We don't have the referendum system in order to do that, right?
We do not. And perhaps he's thinking about other states who do, in fact. We've seen that around the country. Wisconsin is not one of them. How does that come about? That was, a procedural decision a long time ago that we do not have that mechanism. It is a concern, once again, that somehow Judge Schimmel is so cynical that he believes that just by saying that, he will therefore prompt people to think, in fact, that's what he will accomplish, when in fact, not only can't he do that, he doesn't have the authority to do it.
And that's
it is cynicism unbound.
And that's one of the things that, you know, he's playing on people's possible ignorance of the process, too, because he might say, let's let the people decide. That sounds great. And then like, we don't get to decide. Judge said we get to decide what happened. And that's another problem, too, because then you have to do a process story and you have to educate people on how the things happen. And then it's like, are you even listening to us at this point?
It becomes very, very wonky, which I think we like wonky, right? Wonky is intellectual. Wonky is in the weeds. Wonky is understanding what's going on. And sometimes it does require more than just a flyer that has our current president's face on the top of it, saying that you will indeed get Donald Trump in the Wisconsin Supreme Court by voting for Brad Schimmel. It requires some sophistication and some specificity that we need to bring back into all these campaigns. And again, to the extent that the voters out there in Wisconsin and other places, I think they're okay with that. I realize we've got a lot of things going on. These are important things. Before you go into the polling place, spend some time figuring out what the reality is and what the civics of all of this really can support.
And I would really encourage you to check out the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. They recently had an article on both Judge Crawford and on Brad Schimmel. If you feel you don't know enough about them, there are avenues for you to check that out. Mm-hmm. We can include those articles in today's show notes. If you've never checked it out before, after the show is over, Greg puts up our podcasts and then includes show notes that include articles to things that we've talked about. If you would like to find out more, people are busy. We understand people are busy and you have a life and you don't have time for all of this. Yeah. That's why we try to help break things down a little bit and make it a little bit more digestible for us too.
And you can also be smiling while you're reading through all of that, right?
It's so important to smile, Jim.
I was going to ask, on one of those door hangers, is President Trump even smiling?
No, no. It's a grimace.
It'd be so much more effective if he was smiling. That's really a shame. We're going to continue our conversation with Jim Santel from Amicus, a law review. Stay close. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Radio WFHR. The Todd Alba Show.
Many of the supporters of Trump voted on good faith and said, look, he says some crazy things, but you know what? He at least is telling me he's going to help my family and bring down the price on my heating bill. And that ain't what they're getting. What they're getting back is a political middle finger. And we're staring a recession straight in the face. And Donald Trump does not care. Because at the end of the day, this was one big grift.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, he would not be negotiating with the GOP if he was Wisconsin's sitting senator.
I want to clarify, like, I'm always happy to negotiate in good faith, but we're talking about a party that's not acting in good faith. We shouldn't be in a position where we're throwing a life raft to somebody who is hell-bent on sinking the entire ship.
Not something I want to be involved in.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text. It is the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Next hour at this time, we will wrap up the show as we always do with a segment called This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it is the Let's Get Snappy edition. If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. Janesays, janesays@civicmedia.us. We are joined every week now at this time by our friend and colleague and host of Amicus, a law review, former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel is here. We were talking about last night's Supreme Court debate between Judge Susan Crawford and former Attorney General and Elon Musk picked Brad Schimmel. We're going to move on, Jim, to something that has kind of been under the radar, but I do think it's really important that people understand what's going on. President Trump signed an executive order a couple of weeks back stripping lawyers at a firm called Perkins Coie of their security clearance and access to government buildings, essentially because he didn't like the clients they represented, right?
Well, that's right. And One of those clients, by the way, was a person named Hillary Clinton. She used to be a presidential candidate. She was our Secretary of State, a senator from New York, and happened to be the First Lady, among other wonderful things that she has done in her career. Perkins Coie does represent a lot of individual campaign folks, and also takes positions when these things come forward. Nothing wrong with that. That's what private law firms do all the time. They have clients who pay them to represent them in court. That is the American way. We've been doing that for 240 years. And so Donald Trump comes along, and once again, in perpetuation of his view that I'm going to be your retribution,
right,
which he said during the campaign, now I'm going to go after some of the law firms. We've gone after the media. We've gone after many other people. Let's go after federal employees who aren't doing any work. Let's now go after law firms. Let's go after the lawyers. This is a sort of Shakespearean. First thing we do, let's kill all the lawyers, which again is not a lawyer joke. It's an invocation of the notion that lawyers keep us all honest. Thankfully, we also have a federal district court judge. And this is the other great news, Jane and Greg, that we've been talking about recently. We've got a judge named Beryl Howell. We have seen her a lot in many of these big cases, including some of the January 6th cases. She issues a temporary restraining order, says, no, Mr. President. Like all those other federal judges, we're approaching 50 now, who said, you can't do these things, Mr. President. And she says, you can't stop them from coming into federal buildings. You can't subject the firm's contracts with federal contractors to review. All those things are in violation of the First Amendment. And along the way, she says that she talks about how this is a different constitution. She criticizes Donald Trump, saying that it sends little chills down my spine that the Trump administration claimed it has the executive power to label people as threats and bar them from engaging with the government. She noted that many of the lawyers who worked in the Trump-related cases have since departed the firm, and the language, again, was overtly broad in targeting the firm. And indeed, the firm has come forward and said, we've got clients who are now leaving us. We've got clients who are now afraid by the intimidation of a president of the United States of America. This is a violation of the First Amendment, commercial rights, all kinds of things of the highest order. She'll have another hearing coming up next week. She will almost certainly make this a permanent injunction. It'll go up to the Court of Appeals, maybe the Supreme Court. The issue which we always are concerned about is, will Donald Trump follow the law? And we have a judge saying, you can't do this. Well, or will he instead, as he's done in the past, say, I don't care?
Yeah.
And that's once again when we get the constitutional crisis.
Jim, isn't something like this the thing that sets the U.S. apart from so many other countries? We are able to hire legal representation and say, I don't like this thing the government did or is going to do to me, and I have the right to challenge that. What the Trump administration is saying, I don't want to hear any criticisms against my administration, and you don't have that legal recourse anymore.
And I will shut you down if I think you're going down that road. That should send chills up everyone's back, right?
Yes.
And Shane, you've got it just right. These things are not just in law school. Oh, they are. They're implicit and explicit every single day in law schools around the country. But we've got to recognize, I appreciate a good lawyer joke as much as anybody else does, and smiling through all those genuinely. But the reality is that it's precisely what you said, Jane. If I've got a reason to believe that I have been damaged in some way, a civil right has been trampled upon, I've got a property interest, something related to my family, my children, contracts, the commercial things that you talked about before. Our approach in this country is you can go into courts, they're open. And most often, and this is a big issue in America, of course, I go to lawyers. Why? Because they know the system and they can represent me well. It's kind of like saying I'll do my own surgery. You wouldn't do that in the medical area, right? So you go into court with someone who knows something about it. And indeed, we have said when it comes to criminal cases that you've got a constitutional right to an attorney. And there are an awful lot of people out there, including the state of Wisconsin, who are advocating now for something that is a next big and important step. It takes a lot of resources, but it's also the notion that maybe you've got a constitutional right to civil representation as well. That's a bit more controversial, but it underscores the fundamental notion that lawyers, again, in confidence with you, can figure out whether you've got a claim, can file a lawsuit and can represent you, are obliged to represent you as aggressively as they possibly can. That's our system.
Jim Santel hosts Amicus, a law review every Saturday morning across the network from 9 to 11. Check it out. It is a great show. Thank you so much, Jim. Really appreciate it. Keep smiling. Oh, wait, you don't have to. You're a man. News is coming up next. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll take a look at the headlines, which are changing hour by hour, and also leave you at the end of the week with a laugh with Peter Rapine from E-Bombs World.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
The morning show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Blue Monday has been a thing ever since a British psychologist came up with it 20 years ago.
Today is a day to rewrite the lyrics to Blue Christmas.
Yes, yes, yes.
All I have a Blue Monday when it's cold.
Nice, nice. That is my new favorite thing.
Yes.
Right there. That was awesome.
See you in the bumpers.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. CBS News immigration reporter Camilo Montoya Galvez tells us President Trump is planning to use a law from 1798 called the Aliens Enemy Act to deport undocumented immigrants.
It has been rarely invoked. One of the few times was in World War II when the government at the time used it to surveil and detain immigrants from Japan, Germany, and Italy. This would allow the government to summarily detain and deport migrants subject to the law without any of the due process protections outlined in U.S. immigration law because they would be treated as enemy aliens.
Columbia University in New York City says federal agents with search warrants from the Department of Homeland Security went through two student rooms in university residences last evening. Interim President Katrina Armstrong writes no one was arrested or detained, no items were removed, and no further action was taken. There were protests earlier at Trump Tower.